You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition. Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevur vor hayrinyek eglisvin, hon hayrinik avokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, June the 6th, established here in Providence in 1947. You are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program, created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Sarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրաված էր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have two deaths in our community. Walter Thurber was born in Providence on May 26, 1929, to the late Joseph and Alice Thurber. He was the last surviving sibling of four sisters and a twin brother. He passed on May 25th at the age of 91, one day shy of his 92nd birthday. Having served in the Korean War and deployed in Germany, Walter was a proud Army veteran. After his service in the military, Walter pursued a career as a police officer for the Cranston Department, retiring after 30 years of service. From there, he became a security guard for GTEC, before retiring for the final time at the age of 70. During his time as a patrolman and working the Edgewood area, Walter met his lovely wife, Elise. She was a nurse at Cranston General Hospital. They wed on November 8, 1959, and began their family only a couple years later. Walter and Elise, the former Elise Beloyan, welcomed their first child, Paul, in 1961, and 3 years later welcomed their second child, Monique, in 1964. During this time, they purchased their home in Cranston, where the couple raised their children and later spent time with their grandchildren. Walter has four grandchildren, Brian, Justin, Andrew, and Madison, who he absolutely adored. He leaves behind his wife, Elise, his two children, his son-in-law Robert, and four grandchildren, as well as nephews and nieces. Funeral services were held from the Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Exeter last week. Funeral was with military honors. Our condolences to the Beloyan and Thurber families. And in North Providence, George Muranchin of North Providence passed away peacefully on Tuesday, June 1st, at the age of 89. He was born in Providence to Armenian genocide survivors Nishan and Zartar Muranchin. He is predeceased by his parents and sister, Sarah Morukyan of Latham, New York. He is lovingly survived by his wife of 53 years, Margaret, his son, George Muranchin, and wife, Rose of Natick, and daughter, Nancy Muranchin, and her husband, Seth of Springfield, Virginia, and grandchildren, Luke, Faye, and Avedis. His grandchildren brought light to his eyes, especially when they were all together. He was a loving uncle to his niece and nephews. George was a graduate of Central High School in Providence. He served honorably on the USS Tringa in the United States Navy during the Korean War. After his service, he attended Bryant College. George began his career with the Federal Department of Housing and Development and created an administrative accounting system that was selected for use by various agencies. Later, he furthered his career as assistant budget officer with Boston Redevelopment Authority. He spent the majority of his career with the Providence school system, first as a budget officer, developing a new budget system, and retiring in 1992 as a business manager. George was a dedicated member of the St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Armenian Church. He was elected to the Church Parish Council, serving for many years and chairing numerous committees. He was honored with the award of Parishioner of the Year in 2016. George was also a member of the Knights of Vartan, where he held executive positions and was honored as Knight of the Year. He was also a Mason for over 50 years. George was an avid gardener, jazz enthusiast, and Yankees fan. Funeral services were held last week from St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church. Burial was with military honors at North Burial Ground. Our condolences to the Muranchin family. And with our Dari Litzes, June 6, 2011. Today is the 10th Dari Litz of Diramai Rose Araxi Shevyan. June 6, 2017. Today is the 4th Dari Litz of Shonorik Ricky Markarian. June 6, 1976, today is the 45th Daralit of George Paloyan. June 6, 2008, today is the 13th Daralit of Paul Shamarian. June 6, 1996, today is the 25th Daralit of Paramaz Avedisian. June 6, 2001, today is the 20th Daralit of Lucy Johnson. June 7, 2012, Monday is the 9th Daralit of Alan Schartzer. June 7, 2009, Monday is the 12th Daralit of Sarkis Movsesian. June 8, 2009, Tuesday is the 12th Daralit of Antranik Khachadurian. June 8, 2009, Tuesday is the 12th anniversary of William Newman. June 8, 2018, Tuesday is the 3rd Daralit of Helen Nazamian. June 8, 1994, Tuesday is the 27th Daralit of Mary Varchian. June 9, 1983, Wednesday is the 18th Daralit of Martin Jerry Kazarian. June 9, 1998, Wednesday is the 23rd Daralit of Kurken Azarian. June 9, 2004, Wednesday is the 17th Daralit of Virginia Corbin. It is also the 17th Daralit Wednesday of Gordon Carrion. June 11, 2008, Friday is the 13th Daralit of Catherine Zarugian. June 11, 2008, Friday is the 13th Daralit of Sarah Khachadurian. June 11, 1986, Friday is the 35th Daralit of Mitchell Arabian. June 12, 1991, Saturday is the 30th Daralit of Vahashag Azarian. June 12, 2004, Saturday is the 17th Daralit of Robert Bob Muranchin. June 12, 2005, Saturday is the 16th Daralit of Bernadette Yachtikian. June 12, 2016, Saturday will be the 5th Daralit of Sally Zartar Avakian. Iveri Nerusachem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iveri this morning, especially for George Muranchin.
Iverin,
And Oakland Cemetery Mass Grave Blessing is next Saturday, June 12th, 9 a.m. sharp. The 6th annual Mass Grave Blessing will be taking place at the Oakland Cemetery, located adjacent to Roger Williams Park. The address is 1569 1569 Broad Street in Cranston. The Armenian section is located next to the mausoleum. And we have chosen to do this year's blessing at the stone of Hagop Jack Yagjin. He was just 12 years old when he died back in 1927. He has family in Boston that comes down every year and places flowers at his stone. They plan to be present for this event. The clergy from all three Armenian churches will be available after the service to bless individual family stones if asked. This is not just for people that belong to St. Vartanan's Church. It's for all of us. The people who are resting here belong to all three of the churches here in Rhode Island. Many were survivors of the genocide. There is a stone of Bedros Belikjan, who was born in 1827, nearly 200 years ago. There is a back order on the cemetery flags, and they've tried numerous vendors and only have a handful of flags for this year's event. But when they arrive, they will be going back and putting nearly 100 flags out for all the Armenian stones. And again, there will be representation from all three churches. All three priests will be there. So please, 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 June 12th, 9 a.m. You know, there was a great turnout last week on Monday for the Armenian Heritage Park. Let's do that again at the Oakland Cemetery on Broad Street. It's so important that we remember those who came before us. And with that, let's go to Aravod. You know, this weather is absolutely gorgeous. We're trying to get back into the swing of things. And I know my brother George will be happy. Picnic music. Here we go.
Zarin daga, khansorin zarin daga. Yesi miyaras sireti, khansorin zarin daga, khansorin zarin daga. Yar jan tu paro veyegar, par sir sare ro veyegar. Hey anushi gimiyar, hey sironi gimiyar. Khanchig man chig miyanir, khansohorin zarin daga. Bay khorodi gimiyar, bay sir elemi miyar. Sohorina darina daga
Oh my goodness, how did that happen? Let's get... That's just not right when they break up with a commercial in the middle of your song, but that's okay. We needed to break off. Let's see. Catherine Kazarian fundraiser. Save the date for reception honoring Rhode Island State Representative Catherine Kazarian, or as we know her, Katie. There will be a reception at the Mari Rooftop, 229 Waterman Street, Providence. If you don't know where that is, if you know Dr. Fortini's office, it's right there. Or if you know the Ahari, it's in between Dr. Fortini and Ahari. Right there up on the rooftop. And it's a beautiful area if you've never been. That's Wayland Square. And 229 Waterman Street is the address. Tuesday, June 15th, 6 to 8 o'clock. And there's plenty of parking, elevator access. And again, this is a fundraiser for Catherine Kazarian. She is a state representative for East Providence. But again, she is one of our own, so we support her. Doesn't matter which side of the aisle. We all support our Armenian brothers and sisters. So this is for Katie, Catherine Kazarian, June 15th, Tuesday night, beginning at 6 o'clock. Hopefully you can attend. And with that, you know what? My next song... is I love this CD. It's Puzant, and the song is Margarita, and it's for Margaret Murachin. Her husband just passed last week, and you know, whenever I would see them, you know, you'd see these Armenian couples. They'd been married forever. They raised their family, and yet they still seemed like they were in love. It was really sweet to see. She took really good care of my cousin George, and we were distant cousins, but you know. Grew up around them, and what a great Armenian mother, wife. She was a warrior. She always had a smile on her face, and my next song, I'm thinking of you, Margaret, and this one's for you.
Margarita, Konamana Yeshikuda. Zuri sahik chiga Miyak nestu him gyaki Margarita Ona mana yeshkada Ezni zuri sahik chiga Miyak nestu him gyaki Zombie is a king, I'm not separate. ուտելու, կյանք սել սարդարում, Մարգարիտա Շատ պարտեր եմ դեսել իմ կյանքի Այս նրանից լավ չեմ հանքի վել Մարգարիտա Քո նմանը ես չկդա Կեզնից ուրիս սաղի չկա Միապես դու իմ կյանքի Ախ Մարգարիտա Քո նմանը ես չկդա Կեզնից ուրիս սաղի չկա Միապես դու իմ կյանքի
I can't believe we're in June, but we do have some golf tournaments to tell you about. June 28th, Armenian Youth Foundation Golf Tournament in Franklin, Massachusetts. And this is, again, in Franklin, Massachusetts. It's a golf tournament, and it's for the Armenian youth. The golf tournament serves as one of the organization's most valued fundraising events. Sponsors and players include Armenian and non-Armenian constituents in support of this nonprofit organization. It annually underwrites cultural, educational, athletic, and camping programs of Armenian youth in America. And the golf committee, I don't know, just in case you know any of these people and you want more information, Peter Alamian, James Altunian, Hagop Antranigyan, Gary Ibrahimian, Paul Arakelian, Zach Asatrian, Richard Kanarian, and Robert Kendarian. And if you would like to play, again, June 28th, ArmenianYouthFoundation.org for more information. They don't put a phone number down. I don't know. Nowadays. Anyways, Armenian Youth Foundation. Not like Joe Pesci would say Ute. YouthFoundation.org. Only you old people will get that joke. Anywho, let's go to Onik Dingjan before I tell you about one more golf tournament.
Yankee Tarel Bitmada Ganan Shtere Bitmada Yarko Parag Boyit Merne seir kez garne yar
St. Sog, St. Messrup Golf Outing, June 28th, 10 a.m., Cranston Country Club, 69 Burlingame Road in Cranston. Call Mark or Steve to make your reservations, and you can call Mark at 523-3276 or call Steven, and both of them are 401, 419-4392, 419-4392. Get your golf club shined up and get ready, June 28th, 10 a.m., Cranston Country Club. And, you know, there's so much going on in our community. Finally, we're finally getting back to a little normalcy. And church picnics, August 8th, St. Svartanon Church's annual picnic at Camp Hyastan. Oh, wait. No, it's not going to be there. They're not letting them go there this year. Wow. They're going to have the church. Okay, so St. Svartanon Church's picnic is not going to be at Camp Hyastan in Franklin. It's going to take place at St. Svartanon's Church, right right there in Providence. And they will be holding their annual picnic August 8th at St. Vartanon's Church. And they'll be inside and outside. And you'll be able to pre-order food items in advance. And we'll give you more information as we get closer to it. But spread the word. August 8th, St. Vartanon's Church here in Providence, Broadway, Providence. And again, that is August 8th for that picnic. And let's see. Let's go to Khachik Jingarian.
Ganeles talivara china diza livara Ganeles talivara china diza livara Are vishone anegel santuh mazerit vara Are vishone anegel santuh mazerit vara Sharma akhshik jana akhshik jana skiz gurban akhshik Nazari manu shakchi, mernem ko achki nunki. Nazari manu shakchi.
And mentioning picnic, St. Sag St. Mesrop Church's annual picnic, Saturday, August 21st, under the tents at 70 Jefferson Street. Armenian Fest picnic, mark your calendar, Saturday, August 21st.
Koyar darat desam, sirun es lusni neman, minu jan esan neman. Ach megen darat zerkes, yer nahi havki neman. Ach megen darat zerkes, yer nahi havki neman.
And that was Khachik Jingarian. You know, I'm back to picnics. We have a camp going on. Some of them are virtual. Some of them are in person. Go online to figure out which ones are and aren't and decide for yourselves. There's also Bible camp that's local here in Rhode Island. You've got St. Vartanon Church's Bible camp, which is Monday, July 19th through Friday, July 23rd. And for kids ages 4 through 12, contacted Capriel or the church office to get more information. Let's see. Deadline is June 23rd. And again, it's July 19th through Friday, July 23rd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. And it's Bible camp at St. Vartanon Church. There's also a Bible camp that's going on at the Armenian Evangelical Church the very next week, the week after. And I'll tell you about that in just a bit. Right now, let's go to Tigran Esatrian and Kohar Avadishan. Birthday greetings, June 6th today. Mike Meridian out in Colorado, June 6th. It's also Elizabeth Rachel Adams' birthday, June 7th. Jessica Susan McGurn, also on June 7th. Leo Mofsef Janigyan, and June 12th, my nephew Samuel Carson Terayan. Happy birthday to all of you.
սիրում եմ, քեզ սիրում եմ, քեզ ասահման, խաղի կները ոտքերի տակ պրեմ, ինչ եմ Հայաստան։
Эта птица не синица, а орлица, так и знай, и не хочет покориться, я такая, ай-яй-яй.
Չկա, 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 քեզ դիս լավը չկա, սիրահարվել եմ քեզ, առանց քեզ կյան չկա, 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 քեզ դիս լավը չկա, սիրահարվել եմ քեզ, առանց քեզ կյան չկա.
I just love the video for this song. That was Tigran and Kohar. And let's see. With that, let's get some... There we go. Like I said, Armenian Evangelical Church, they are also having a Bible camp, and it's the week after St. Vartas, so that's good. Let's see. So July 26th through July 30th, Vacation Bible School at the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston, for children ages 5 through 12, from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. For more information, you can contact Melanie Zaytunian, mzaytun@gmail.com, mzeitoun@gmail.com. Space is limited. So again, please contact Melanie. You could also try her mother if you didn't get that. Call Nancy up, 401-640-7070. Call Nancy, Melanie's mom, 401, it's all in the family, right? 401-640-7070 if you are interested in sending your kids to Bible camp. And let's see. Let's go to Robert Takushan. If you get the Gentag from Saints of Arsenault Church, you know about this already. It's on the next to the last page. But Dear Providence Armenian Community, as you may have seen, May 1st, Armenian Weekly, the 2021 AYF-YOARF Annual Olympic Games are no longer taking place in Worcester. The primary issue in Worcester was that the athletic venues were not willing to commit to the AYF for Labor Day weekend 2021, jeopardizing the ability to host the 87th annual AYF Olympic Games. The Olympic Games is the financial lifeblood of the AYF and the YOARF. It enables the organization to execute its programs, such as educating the 400-plus members that travel to junior seminar, oh my goodness, organizing rallies and protests for Artsakh and Armenian genocide recognition, sending college students to Armenia for professional work experience through the AYF internship, and more. These programs require an operating budget of upwards of $200,000 from year to year. The cancellation of the 2020 AYF Olympics left a massive financial shortfall to overcome, especially for the next few years. And again, you can read the rest of this, but the AYF Olympics will be here in Providence Labor Day weekend 2021. Yes, it will be here. They're going to need all of our help, whether you're AYF or not. Please, if you'd like to help out, you can go to providence@AYF.org or just reach out to any of the Varanchans here in Rhode Island. We all know who's on board. And, you know, Olympics, whether you help out with the background, with taking tickets or whatever you can do, making cement. There's so much that needs to happen. I know we'll all be in attendance. You know, back in 1976, it was probably my first Olympics that I went to. It was here in Providence, and it was the 43rd Olympics, September 5th, 1976. And I want to take you back to there. Let's see. This was my dad, and you can't beat this stuff.
The Armenian Radio Hour of Providence salutes the 43rd annual AYF Olympics.
Scone dir mondor mia herat
The AYF Olympics is something every Armenian American ought to experience at least once in his life. And most have made it an annual habit to attend again and again. Through the efforts of the Armenian Youth Federation of America, events such as the Olympics are continuing to draw together Armenian American youth nationwide more strongly each year. For 43 years, the organization has sponsored an Olympics weekend, which has continued to expand in numbers despite the assimilation into the American lifestyle of the Armenian youth. Such efforts should continue to be supported by the national Armenian community. The AYF Olympics stands with the ARF annual weekend in Atlantic City as the most universally attended Armenian festivals held annually in this nation. They are also the most spirited. They are influential and inspirational. Moreover, all this will rub off on those who are attending the Olympics today. It's the 43rd annual AYF Olympics hosted by the Providence Varanyan chapter, now in session. And Shushan Equal Albert,
they'll tell you all about it. It's been going on since Friday.
Well, the delegates, or I should say, the stars have been appearing since Friday. In fact, some of them were here Thursday. And they'll be with us in a few minutes, and they'll tell you more about it. But right now, let's get on to the Olympics. Shushani.
Well, Sunday, which is today, September 5th, Mayor CNC's 5-mile bicentennial road race, starting at the Providence Civic Center, finishing at Brown Stadium. For information, call Ray Dwyer at 467-5020. The 43rd annual AYF Olympic Games, opening ceremonies 12 noon at Brown Stadium. Admission adults $2, children $1.
And this evening, don't miss the grand Olympic ball at 9 p.m. at the Providence Civic Center. Yes, the Providence Civic Center will host the grand Olympic ball this evening, featuring the Johnny Barberian Ensemble with Hachik Kazarian, Oni Dingjan, George Regalis, and Bobby Sohigian. Admission is only $7.
And Monday, September 6th, the Olympic Picnic all day at Camp Hayastan, featuring Johnny Barberian, Hachik Kazarian, George Regalis, and Bobby Sohigian. Admission $1.
You know, I just have to say, you know, here in the Rhode Island community, we have three churches, and we always work together. And they need our help. Planning the AYF Olympics is no easy task. The steering committee is typically formed well over a year and a half in advance. However, the AYF and the Yoar ARF have always been able to rely on Providence throughout its 88-year history, and this year will be no different. At this stage, we are reaching out to the Providence AYF alumni, supporters, and greater Rhode Island community, requesting your assistance and participation in helping with this monumental task. Hosting an AYF Olympics has always been a community-wide effort, and this year will certainly be no different. The Providence AYF is greatly looking forward to planning this year's games. The chapter has been working hard over the past 2 years to build the chapter from within, increasing their membership to 51 current members. It will be a challenge to plan an Olympics in under 4 months, but the greater challenge will be to bring home the 41st Olympic Cup in 88 years. And, you know, please, if you can help out, online, providence@ayf.org. providence@ayf.org. And, you know, I got to tell you, this is going to be sold out. So for all you Providence people thinking, you got to get on board and get in advance, get your tickets, get your high pass. And it's going to be one great weekend. And let's all help them out. You know, and I have to add, you know, we were just listening to my dad, Shushanik Albert. That was Shushanik Donikyan, Dedhai Donikyan from St. Sag and St. Mesrov Church's daughter. And like I said, back, this was in 1976, we were all helping out. So again, let's all do what we can, and we're going to make this weekend a fantastic weekend. I'm going to end off the morning with Hay Kacher. And again, enjoy.
Azad en Kayazan. Milyen rakuin rüşi nere kompit azad en Kayazan.
As that says, Urochatur, Gurochanas, Merjaman Agal Ratsov, Shugalchun, Serin Hamar, Sidesuchun, Minchev, Harajika, Giragi Aravon. Our time is up, very up. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Saray, and heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. You're listening to us on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.